This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Next example. أو كصيب, or like a downpour. أو gives a meaning of or, it gives a meaning of variety. Or their example is like that of a صيب. This is another example of hypocrites, and this is, they have a good relationship. You are nicer to them, you are happier. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us all of this, it is so that we can come closer to Him. We can called wawba. Sawb is to reach somewhere. And saba yasubu is to come down. Sayyib. Sayyib. There is a mubalagha in it, meaning the word is, you can say, intensified over here. And what it means is that a lot is coming down. Saba yasubu, what does it mean? To come down. So sayyib, something in which a lot is coming down. A lot. So sayyib refers to a heavy rain. Because in a heavy rain, a lot of water comes down. So sayyib, like a heavy rain. Min as-sama'i, from the sky. As-sama' is from the root letter sin, mim, waw. Sumu. And sumu is height. Sama' sky. Why is sama' called sama'? Because it's high, above us. And remember that in the Arabic language, the word sama' is very comprehensive. It doesn't just refer to the blue sky that we see. Sama' is anything that is above you. Which is why it can even refer to the ceiling. Anything that is above you. It can even refer to the clouds. It can even refer to the seven skies. So sama is a very comprehensive word. Obviously, rain does not come down from the blue sky. Where does it come down from? Clouds. So what is meant by the sama is clouds. So a heavy rain from the sky, that's falling down from the sky, and in this heavy rain, Allah says, فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ, in it is darknesses. ظُلُمَات, plural of ظُلْمَ. We have done this word earlier as well. And what are these darknesses in this heavy rain, in this heavy storm? يَأْتُونَ بِمِثْلِهِ وَلَوْ كَانَ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ ظَهِيرًا. They would not be able to produce anything like the Qur'an, even if they all got together. Accompanied with darkness. What else? وَرَعْدٌ. رَعْد is from the root letters رَعْ, عَيْن, دَال. And رَعْد is used for thunder. It's the sound that you hear. Admit your defeat. Accept defeat. And you will never be able to do it. Then فَاتَّقُ النَّارِ. Then fear the fire. You keep the fire burning. Like for example, coal. You put it in the fire, and as long as there is coal, the fire will keep burning. Wood, it's a kind of a... And hajar is used for rock. Hajar aswad, the black stone. Hijara, stones. So stones are burning. They put asabi'ahum, their fingers. Asabi' is the plural of isba'. Alif, Sad, Ba, Ain. And just a side note, there are 10 different pronunciations of the word isbar. So if, for example, you go home and you open up a dictionary, right, and you see that the same is to fully prepare something, from the same root as the word adad, and adad is number. So it is to prepare something in a way that everything can be counted, numbered. Full ears. Adhan is the plural of udhun, and udhun is used for the ear. So they put their fingers into their ears. Why do they do that? Make to remove them. Because having a doubt is not something small. We learned earlier about yaqeen. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. Yaqeen is letters are basically the main letters. Sa'iqa. What is a sa'iqa? Sa'iqa is a thunderbolt. What is a thunderbolt? Lightning, or you can say fire, that falls down from the sky in a thunderstorm. Lightning that falls down from the sky onto the earth in a storm. And sa'iqa, it is accompanied by a huge blast as well, a very loud sound as well, and the fire as well. So it causes fear. And there was a terrible storm. And she said the lightning fell literally 2 or 3 feet away from her, on the ground. And sa'iqa literally means to faint from there. You leave. You show your disapproval. It doesn't mean again that you cut off from them, you go visit them, but every time they start saying something negative, get up. Anbiya, ayah 98. And some scholars have said that these stones, it refers to kibrit. It's a particular kind of stone which is known as black sulfur. And blacks, they also have a right. Anyway, we should end over here because, alhamdulillah, there's a lot of discussion to do on this topic. But inshallah, as we study the Quran, many things will come up. Subhanallah of darkness. And in this storm is thunder and lightning. And with the thunder and lightning, there are also thunderbolts falling to the ground. The people who are in the storm, what do? They put their fingers into their ears out of fear of death. They don't want to die, so they put their fingers into their ears. But tell me something. If you put your fingers into your ears in a storm, is it going to save you from death? It's not going to save you from death. The maximum it will do is it will reduce the sound of the thunder. You will still hear the thunder, but the sound will be a bit less for you because you've plugged your ears. But will it save you from death? No. Will it save you from the thunderbolt falling onto you? No. If you want to save yourself, you better get out of there. You better go indoors. Isn't it so? This is just like a pigeon who, when sees a predator, what does it do? Closes its eyes. Curls up its head and buries its head on its back so that it cannot see the predator anymore. But is the predator going to go away? Is it? It's not going to go away. So it's as though, out of fear, a person is just ignoring the reality. He knows that he's in danger. He knows he's in trouble. But he doesn't want to think about it. Ignores it. Covers it up. This is the hypocrite. He knows. When he cheats, he's going to get into trouble. When he lies, he's going to get into trouble. But what does he do? Pretends as if nothing is happening. Pretends as if no one is going to call him to account. It doesn't change the reality. Think about it. Whenever we're doing something wrong, what do we tell ourselves? It's okay. It's okay. No big deal. On the day of judgment, something's going to happen and I will be saved. Really? What guarantee do you have? You don't have any guarantee. So closing your ears is not going to protect you from death. Similarly, ignoring the consequences of sins are not going to protect you from punishment. Turning a closed eye to the sins is not going to protect you from punishment. You have to face it. You have to face the reality. Live in reality. A hypocrite does not live in reality. So they put their fingers into their ears out of fear of death. But Allah says, وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. And Allah is muhit. Muhit from the root letters hawata. Ihata is to completely surround something. Completely surround it. And muhit is one who surrounds. So Allah completely surrounds who? Bil kafirin. What does it mean by this that Allah surrounds them? In two ways. First of all, in knowledge. That Allah knows the hypocrites very, very well. He knows exactly what they're doing. Exactly where they are. Exactly what they're feeling and they're thinking. He knows them in knowledge. He knows about their circumstances. He knows about their situations. He knows about their lies. He knows about their sins. And secondly, ihata how? In power. That they can never escape Allah. They can never escape the grasp of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The punishment of Allah. Think about it. Anything and everything we do, does Allah know about it? Yes, He knows about it. If He wishes to inflict punishment on us because of that, can we escape it? Can we? We cannot. Allah challenges us in Surah Al-Rahman that if you can, try to get out of the samawati wal-ard. You cannot. If a person says, I want to get out of this, I don't want to be present on the Day of Judgment, I'll just go to Mars and live there. Well, Mars is also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's property. You cannot go anywhere. You cannot escape. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ. يَكَادُ from the root letters, كَافْ وَالْدَالْ. كَادَ يَكَادُ. كَادَ يَكَادُ is when something almost happens. It hasn't actually happened, but it almost happens. It's at the verge of happening. So يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ. What is barq? Lightning. The lightning almost يَخْطَفُ. يَخْطَفُ خَطَفَ. خَطِفَ يَخْطَفُ is to snatch something away quickly. Like for example, you are standing outside with a packet of fries, and there comes a seagull and quickly snatches away two or three from your hand and flies away. You're like, what just happened? This is what khatfa is. Okay? So khatifa yakhtafu, to snatch something away quickly. To take it and go away with it. So the lightning would almost snatch away absarahum, their sights. Absar is the plural of basar. Because the lightning is so sharp, it is so bright. Just imagine, if it's very dark and all of a sudden there's a flash of lightning for a split second and it goes away. And then again a flash of lightning for a few seconds and it goes away. You know, it hurts your eyes. And you close your eyes because you don't want to get blind. So يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ. كُلَّمَا, every time, أَضَاءَ. Adha'a, same root as Adha'at, good. Dad, waw, hamza. So every time this lightning illuminated lahum for them, meaning every time there is a flash of lightning, and whenever there is a flash of lightning, everything becomes visible. You may see that in the darkness of the night, even if there is a storm and there is lightning, you can see the trees, you can see the buildings, you can see the street, you can even see your hands. So every time there is a flash of lightning and the surroundings are illuminated, what do these people do? Mashaw. Mashaw, from the root letters mim, shin, ya. Mashiya, which means to walk. So when there is lightning, even for a few seconds, even for a few moments, they walk in it. Fihi, in it. وَإِذَا, and when, أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ. أَظْلَمَ, same root as ظُلُمَات, ظَلَمِ. أَظْلَمَ, it became dark. Meaning when there is no more lightning, when there is no more flash of lightning, then what do they do? وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا. قَامُوا is from the root letters قَافْ وَالْمِيمْ. قَامَ, يَقُومُ, to stand. So whenever there is lightning, things are clear, things are visible, what do? They walk. And as soon as it's dark, they just stand still. When there's light, they walk. When there's darkness, they stand still. Allah says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ, and if Allah wills. شَاءَ from the root letters, شِين, يَا, هَمْزَة. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ. Surely He could have taken away بِسَمْعِهِمْ, their hearing, وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ, and also their sight. Allah could have taken away their hearing and their sights. How? Even without this thunder. In the previous ayah, what do we learn? That out of the loud sound, what do the hypocrites do? They close their ears because the sound is so strong. They cannot bear it. In this ayah, what do we see? That the lightning is so bright that it could blind them. So whenever there is light, they walk. And whenever it's darkness, they just stop. They don't move then. One ayah talks about the sound, and the second ayah talks about the light. The sound could make them deaf. The light could make them blind. Allah says He can make them deaf and blind even without the storm, even without the thunder and the lightning. وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَّهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. He can make them deaf and dumb even without the storm. إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Indeed, Allah is over all things capable. Qadir from the root letters qaf dal ra. Qudra. Qudra is ability to do something. Qadir, He is able to do everything and anything that He wants to do. What does this example mean? This example is talking about another group of hypocrites. And who are these hypocrites? They are those who never actually believed. The first example is talking about who? Those who did believe initially, but then their iman left them. They became hypocrites. This ayah is talking about those who professed faith, but they never ever had iman in their hearts. The first group, they had iman for some time at least. These people, they never ever accepted iman in their hearts. They were always disbelievers in their hearts. Because Allah says, فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ, they were always in darkness. They were always in darkness. And the reason why they accepted Islam on the outward was out of fear. Fear of what? The sawa'iq. Fear of what? The darkness. That because of the lightning, they put their fingers into their ears. Because of the darkness, they just stood still. So in other words, they accepted Islam because of the strength of Islam, because of the power of Muslims. Because remember that when the Prophet ﷺ came to Medina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him victory very soon. In the Battle of Badr, Muslims were victorious. In the Battle of Khandaq, they were victorious. So many battles took place, and eventually the Prophet ﷺ even conquered Makkah. There were some people who were afraid that if we don't become Muslim, then we are going to be in trouble. We are going to suffer. So they were never believers at heart. Just on the outward, they accepted Islam out of fear. This is the fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing in these verses of the thunderbolts and the lightning and the flash of lightning, because of which they stand still in the darkness or they put their fingers into their ears. They never truly believed. They never ever believed. They were always disbelievers. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls them kafirin. Wallahu muhitun bil kafirin. Allah calls them kafirin explicitly. With regards to the first group, they're not called kafirin explicitly. These people are called kafirin explicitly because they were never believers. So you understand this example now? Which kind of hypocrites this ayah is talking about? And Scholars have said that in the second example, in the storm, there is rain. What does this rain refer to? This rain refers to the revelation, the wahi, the Qur'an that was being revealed. And in the Qur'an, there was warning, thunder, threat of punishment, lightning, some promises that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes, which could give person some hope. Hope as well. Commands that seemed like death to them. That if we do this, we're going into the mouth of death, literally. This is what they felt. So, it's talking about the commands that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed, and they were so afraid of it, that they just submitted, they just accepted to keep safe. You understand? They were so afraid, they were not able to face the Muslims, they were not able to come against the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, come against Islam, that they just submitted on the outward. وَاللَّهُ مُحِيطٌ بِالْكَافِرِينَ. But Allah says, يَكَادُ الْبَرْقُ يَخْطَفُ أَبْصَارَهُمْ كُلَّمَا أَضَاءَ لَهُمْ مَشَوْا فِيهِ وَإِذَا أَظْلَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ قَامُوا وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. Allah can make them deaf and dumb and blind so that they cannot do anything at all. They cannot even show this Islam. They cannot even make a fake display of Islam. Some scholars have interpreted these two verses in another way as well. One is that the second example is referring to who? The hypocrites who never actually believed. Another interpretation is that it refers to those who are hypocrites in their actions. Who are hypocrites where? In their actions. Because remember two types of hypocrisy. In aqidah and secondly in amal. That a person is a believer, he means that he is a believer, but in his actions he has the actions of the hypocrites. So, if you look at it, when there is lightning, what do? They walk. But when there is darkness, what do? They stand still. So when things are easy, when they're able to obey, they obey. But as soon as things get difficult, you know, it's amazing how they use water as art today or as decoration today. It's a major part of interior designing. Like for example, if you go to this hotel in Dubai, what they have is all water. I'm here, everybody says, inshallah, mashallah, tabarakallah, so I should also use these words. When things are easy, he does what a Muslim should do. If they want the rivers to flow with speed, they will flow with speed. If they want the rivers to flow smoothly, gently, that will happen. If they want the river to go sideways, it will be like a guest over there. You want to change things, but can you? But in Jannah, you won't feel like a guest. You'll be treated like a guest in the sense that everything will be brought to you, you'll be served 24/7. But there's no 24/7. كُنْ مِنْ لَبَنٍ لَمْ يَتَغَيَّرْ طَعْمُهُ. And rivers of milk whose taste never changes. You might think a river of... Give it its haqq, Allah can take it away. We learn about the hypocrite that they dislike what Allah has revealed. When a person dislikes what Allah has revealed, what Allah has commanded, there's no iman then. Iman will go away eventually. What else do we learn from these verses? Any lesson that you've learned for yourself? We should use our samr and our basr. We should use our hearing and our vision that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. The people who accepted Islam on the outward, the second group, the second example, who never even accepted Islam on the inside, was it that they did not know what the truth was? They knew, but they did not like it. It is said that it refers to those people from the Bani Israel, from the Yahud, who lived in Medina, who saw the Prophet ﷺ, who knew that he was a true messenger. They accepted Islam just on the outer because they knew they could not withstand him. It is about them. Did they not know the truth? They did. Allah says He can take away their hearing and their sights just like that. So we should beg Allah to enable us to use, to benefit from our hearing, from our vision. Because if we don't use these faculties, Allah can take them away. And if they are taken away, then we are lost. We are doomed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the ability.
This is that which رُزِقْنَا مِنْ قَبْلُ. We were provided before. Why will they say this? Allah says they will say this because they will be given it.
Whoever has one face. He is the same. He is consistent. We see that in this example, rain refers to revelation, the Qur'an. And what does rain do? It causes the earth to come to life, right? Everything benefits from rain. The atmosphere becomes fresh. The land, the earth, the soil, the plants, the birds, the trees, the insects, there's so much life. So the life of our hearts comes from what? The Qur'an. So if a person feels weakness of faith in his heart, if a person feels the heart is diseased, then what should he do? Pour some Qur'an. Listen to some Qur'an. Read some Qur'an. Understand some Qur'an. In difficult situations, we should not abandon our Islam, but we should still hold on to it. Because these are the times when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is testing us. When everybody is doing something, it's very easy to do it. But when nobody is doing it, then that's the real test. Are you really committed? Are you really honest for Allah? Because if you're doing something for Allah, Allah sees you everywhere. So we should not abandon our religion or abandon what we're supposed to do in times when it's difficult. And remember that in difficult times and when we hold on, that is when the iman will really become strong. That is when the ajr will be multiplied. It will be great as well. So difficult times are opportunities. Difficulties are what in reality? Opportunities to excel. They're not times when you should give up and let go of everything that you have. Like for example, if a person is climbing up a mountain and he says, oh my God, this is very difficult, and he says, forget it. What is he going to do? He's going to fall. But if he holds on, then he's
in Jannah. The surprises, the enjoyment that Allah has placed in Jannah, but yet the people of Jannah will be comfortable. They will be at ease. You see, what happens is that